ghost in my house. The ghost of your memory. The ghost of the love you took from me. Where our love used to be. Only shadows from the past I see. Time can't seem to erase the vision of your smiling face. Though you found someone new, I can't get over you. There's a ghost in my house, and I can't hide from the ghost of your love that's inside. It keeps on haunting me, just keeps on reminding me. In my mind I know you're gone, but my heart keeps holding on to the memories of those happy times, to the love that once was mine. Though we're far apart, chair. I feel your fingers running through my hair. Looking down in my coffee cup, I think I see your face looking up. All alone in my gloom, your voice echoes through the room. There's a ghost in my house, and I can't hide from the ghost of your love that's inside. It keeps on haunting me, just keeps on reminding me.
Cause he gets up in the morning and he goes to work at 9, and he comes back home at 5:30, gets the same train every time. Cause his world is built on punctuality, it never fails. And he's all so good, and he's all so fine, and he's all so healthy in his body and his mind. He's a well-respected man about town, doing the best thing so conservatively. And his mother goes to meetings while his father pulls the mane, and she stirs the tea with counselors while discussing foreign trade. And she passes looks as well as bills at every suave young man. Cause he's all so good, and he's all so fine, and he's all so healthy in his body and his mind. He's a well-respected man about town, doing the best thing so conservatively. And he likes his own backyard, and he likes his bags the best, cause he's than the rest, and his own sweat smells the best, and he hopes to grab his father's boot when fate passes on. Cause he's all so good, and he's all so fine, and he's all so healthy in his body and his mind. He's a well-respected man about town, doing the best thing so conservatively. And he goes to the regatta, he adores the girl next door, cause he's dying to get at her. But his mother knows the best about the matrimonial stakes, cause he's all so good, and he's all so fine, and he's all so healthy in his body and his mind. He's a well-respected man about town, doing the best thing so conservatively.
He's kind of handsome, but he looks at only me. At least he tells me so, and I to think he does. He's kind of crazy. Says I turn his heart around. At least he tells me so, and I think he does. Oh, golly gee, it's crazy, crazy, crazy in his arms, and I'm so near to him. He's got those kind of eyes that says his lips are only mine. At least he tells me so, and I believe him. Does he love me? Does he love me? Well, I kind of think he does. I wanna believe.
October 2nd. Today, my life began. My parents do not know it yet. I am as small as the pollen of a flower, but it is I already. I will be a boy. I will have blonde hair and blue eyes. Nearly everything is settled already. October 19th. I have grown a little, but I am still too small to do anything by myself. My mother does everything for me, although she still does not know that she is carrying me under her heart. But I am a real person, just as a crumb of bread is still real bread. My mother exists, and I do too. October 23rd. My mouth is just now beginning to open. Just think, in a year or so, I'll be laughing, or later I'll start to talk. My first word will be, Mama. October 25th. Today my heart began to beat. It will beat softly for the rest of my life, never stopping. After many years, it will tire and stop, then I shall die. November 2nd. I am growing continually. My arms and legs are taking shape, but I must wait a long time before these tiny legs will raise me to my mother's arms. November 12th. Tiny fingers are beginning to form on my hands. How small they are. One day I'll stroke my mother's hair and tell her how nice she is. November 20th. Only today the doctor told my mother that I'm living here under her heart. How happy she must be. Are you happy, Mother? November 25th. Today is Thanksgiving. My mother and father are probably thinking about a name for me. And they don't even know that I am a little boy. So they are probably calling me Barbara. But I want to be called Andy. I am growing so big. December 10th. My hair is growing. It is as bright and shiny as the sun. I wonder what kind of hair my mother has. December 13th. My eyes are almost fully developed, although the lids are still shut. When Mother brings me into the world, it will be full of sunshine and overflowing with flowers. I have never seen a flower, you know, but more than anything, I want to see my mommy. How do you look, Mommy? December 24th. I wonder if my mother hears the delicate beat of my heart. Some children are born with sickly hearts, and then the gentle fingers of the doctor performs miracles to make them healthy. But my heart is healthy. It beats so evenly. Tup, 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 tup. You shall have a healthy son, Mother. December 28th. Today, my mother killed me.
Why did you kill me, Mommy? When God made me special for you, I really wanted to see you and put my little arms around you. Why did you kill me, Mommy? Because I thought you really cared for me. And I wonder what I would have grown up to be. I guess I'll never know. 'Cause Mommy, you killed me.
God says, "Lo, children are an heritage of the Lord, and the fruit of the womb is his reward." Psalm 127, verse 3. The psalmist wrote, "I will praise thee, for I am fearfully and wonderfully made. Marvelous are thy works, and that my soul knoweth right well. My substance was not hid from thee when I was made in secret and curiously wrought in the lower parts of the earth." Thine eyes did see my substance, yet being imperfect, and in thy book all my members were written, which in continuance were fashioned, when as yet there was none of them. Psalm 139, verse 14 through 16. Isaiah said, The Lord hath called me from the womb, from the bowels of my mother hath he made mention of my name. And now, saith the Lord that formed me from the womb to be his servant. Isaiah 49, verse 1 and 5. God said about Jeremiah, Before I formed thee in the belly, I knew thee. And before thou camest forth out of the womb, I sanctified thee. Jeremiah chapter 1, verse 5. God says, Be sure your sin will find you out. Numbers 32, verse 23.
There were six little monkeys who lived in Jungle Town. They played so rough that sometimes they knocked each other down. Six little monkeys whose life would be complete if they played upon the sidewalk and not out in the street. Six little monkeys, very much alive. Along came a trolley. And then there were five. Five little monkeys, there used to be more. Along came an auto. And then there were four. 12 little monkeys out upon the street. Then a fire engine made them only three. Three little monkeys, if they only knew a taxi whizzing by was going to make them two. Two little monkeys still were having fun. A truck went roaring past, and that left only one. One little monkey, he realized with a start, the other little monkeys weren't very smart. So he ran back to the sidewalk on twinkling little feet, and never did he play again out upon the street. Whenever there's a street to cross, he holds somebody's hand, 'cause he's the smartest little monkey in all of Jungle Land. No, once I remember when I wasn't even as smart as that little monkey. One day I was minding my little brother Robespierre, and we were out in front of my house. Look, Robespierre, this is the ball. And I'm gonna roll it to you. Oh, dear, you threw it into the street, and I'm not allowed to go into the street. Oh. All right, I'll get it for you. I shouldn't be out here in the street, 'cause Daddy warned me.
Rooks!
Yes, Daddy? I'm just getting the ball.
Get back on the sidewalk. Look out, here comes a car.
I'll teach you to run out in front of my car. I'm going to give you a spanking.
Take your hands off my kid, or I'll give you something.
Stop him, Daddy.
I've got no time to argue with you, mister, but you better tie that kid up for her own good.
The nerve of that man, going to spank my kid.
Yeah, some nerve.
No stranger can spank my daughter for running out in the street. I'll spank her myself.
Whenever there's a street to cross, there's always danger there. Even grown-ups must be careful, so cross the street with care. There is a little girl who lives upon my street. The number of her house is 740. When you see this little girl, she looks so very sweet. I would never think that she was ever naughty. But people have found out she tells such awful fibs. She makes up stories like you find in books. And where I'm understanding now I can poke her in the ribs, for that little girl is me. Baby Stook. I mean, it was me until that day I learned to tell the truth from my daddy. He was telling me the story of George Washington.
And then, chop, 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 timber! Bang! Down came the cherry tree, chopped down by the little boy George Washington.
With his little hatchet.
That's right, Snooks. Then little George Washington turned around, and right before him stood his father. George looked down at the cherry tree and up at his father. And what do you think he said?
Have a cherry, Daddy?
No. He said, I chopped down the cherry tree with my little hatchet. The point is, Snooks, the cherry tree story teaches us that we should always tell the truth, mm-hmm. no matter what the consequences.
Mm-hmm. All right, Daddy. I won't tell any more fibs. I'll always tell the truth. Well, everything went along fine until one day I was home listening to the radio.
Snooks, what are you doing home? Why aren't you in school?
Well, a big policeman wouldn't let me.
Snooks, that's a big fib.
No, it isn't, Daddy. He didn't want the tiger to eat me up.
What tiger?
The tiger the lion was chasing.
The lion?
There were two lions. The other one was jumping at the monkeys.
Monkeys? Where were the monkeys?
They were up in a tree. That's why the lion couldn't get them.
That does it. You're going to get a good spanking for telling those outrageous fibs and not going to school.
It's true, Daddy.
How could that be true? Come here.
Flash, this is your news reporter. There was plenty of excitement early this morning at Public School 23.
Why, that's your school, Snooks.
Yes, Daddy.
And it seems that several of the circus trucks had a collision, and a lion and a tiger got loose. They ran around inside the schoolyard.
You said there were two lions, Snooks.
Correction, it seems that there were two lions. The other lion was jumping at the monkeys.
See, Daddy, I told you.
The school children were sent home by police officers, and...
Snooks, I'm sorry I spanked you. You were telling the truth.
That's all right, Daddy.
Oh, no, it isn't. Here, I'll bend over. You spank me.
This is fun, Daddy. Let's do this more often.
Tu danses, the one I want to. Don't ask me the time. My watch doesn't wind. I neglected my taste, and I'm drinking cheap wine. 'Cause I can't get the one I want to love. Biding my time, drunk as drunk, the wine's just fine. And there's so many people trying to get to. Get to the one they want to love. So I'm just biding my time till I see you.
Thank you. J'étais perdu dans la rue, fatigué et mal au cul. J'ai vu un petit café avec une fille dedans et je lui disais, puis je m'assois auprès de toi pour te regarder. J'aimerais la compagnie de ton soleil. Je ne veux pas plus que ça. Non, ça n'est pas une grande histoire. Encore un beau sourire. Et après ça, je peux partir. Puis je m'assois auprès de toi pour te regarder. J'aimerais bien la compagnie de ton soleil. Ah oui, je viens d'arriver de Tibet. Je suis vraiment seul ici. J'aimerais bien. Ah oui, oui, c'est tout ce que je veux. Je veux m'asseoir, je veux te regarder. Entre terrain tout de suite, c'est pour ça. Oui, oui, mais tu comprends, c'est différent, c'est tout. C'est pas la peine de dire, c'est pas la peine de me parler. Faut seulement rester comme ça. Et je veux te voir, te sentir. Oui, oui, vive la banane. J'étais perdu dans la rue, fatigué et mal au cul. J'ai vu un petit café avec une fille dedans et je lui disais, puis je m'assois auprès de toi pour te regarder. J'aimerais la compagnie de ton soleil. Puis je m'assois auprès de toi pour te regarder. J'aimerais bien la compagnie de ton soleil.
Drôle d'être un mannequin, et le temps qui passe fait qu'un beau le plâtre s'écaille et l'on n'est plus rien dans le débarras du grand magasin. C'était quelque chose d'être un mannequin fait d'un peu de toile et de plâtre peint. Je voyais du monde et j'étais quelqu'un derrière la vitrine du grand magasin.
Ma mère, voici le temps venu d'aller prier pour mon salut. Mathilde est revenue. Bounia, tu peux garder ton vin. Ce soir, je boirai mon chagrin. Mathilde est revenue. Toi la servante, toi la Maria, faudrait peut-être mieux changer nos draps. Mathilde est revenue. Mes amis, ne me laissez pas. Ce soir, je repars au combat. Maudite Mathilde, puisque te voilà. Mon cœur, ne t'emballe pas. C'est comme si tu ne savais pas que la Mathilde est revenue. Mon cœur, arrête de répéter qu'elle est plus belle qu'avant l'été. La Mathilde qui est revenue. Cœur, arrête de brinque-baller. Souviens-toi qu'elle t'a déchiré. La Mathilde qui est revenue. Mes amis, ne me laissez pas, non. Dites-moi qu'il ne faut pas. Maudite Mathilde, puisque te voilà. Et vous mes mains, restez tranquilles. C'est un chien qui nous revient de la ville. Mathilde est revenue. Et vous mes mains, ne frappez pas, tout ça ne vous regarde pas. Mathilde est revenue. Vous mes mains, ne tremblez plus. Souvenez-vous quand je vous pleurais dessus. Mathilde est revenue. Vous mes mains, ne vous ouvrez pas. Vous mes bras, ne vous tendez pas. Sacrée Mathilde, puisque te voilà. Retourne en enfer, Mathilde, mais revenue. Ounia, apporte-nous du vin, celui des noces et des festins. Mathilde, mais revenue. Toi la servante, toi la Maria, va tendre mon grand lit de drap. Mathilde, mais revenue. Amis, ne comptez plus sur moi, je crache au ciel encore une fois. Ma belle Mathilde, puisque te voilà, te voilà.
Thank you. Petit prince, comment ça va?
Comme ci, comme ça.
Qu'est-ce que tu fais? Raconte-moi.
Eh bien voilà, ce soir chez moi, ça va chauffer.
Ça va chauffer.
Oui, à l'école, je suis la bonne dernière.
Dis-moi, tout ça n'est pas marrant?
Pas tellement. Est-ce que c'est mieux quand on est grand?
Moi, ça dépend. De toute façon, j'ai un secret.
Qu'est-ce que c'est?
Quand ça va pas, eh bien, il faut chanter. Chante avec moi, tu verras, oui, tout ça. Chante avec moi, chalala. Quand on est deux, ça va beaucoup mieux. Chante avec moi, mais oui, comme ça, les ennuis du repas. Chante avec moi, et tu verras.
J'ai compris, maintenant c'est à moi. Et pour toi, femme, comment ça va?
Eh bien voilà, la vie que j'aime même pas.
Oh là là, mais alors qu'est-ce que tu vas faire?
Je ne sais pas et ça me désespère.
À quoi ça sert d'être plus vieux?
D'être plus vieux?
Si à ton âge on n'est pas heureux.
Qu'est-ce que tu veux?
Je sais bien ce que je ferais.
Qu'est-ce que tu ferais?
Écoute-moi, ce n'est pas compliqué. Chante avec moi et tu verras, oui tout ça.
De Monsieur Barnabé s'est soudain détaché du mur où le soleil l'avait plaqué, et s'en allant de son côté a quitté l'auteur de ses jours pour aller faire trois petits tours. Quand Barnabé s'en aperçut, ne fut pas même étonné, les abandons ne comptaient plus, pourquoi son nom serait-elle resté, resté. Barnabé, Barnabé, que deviens-tu? Et la première à le quitter, ce fut sa femme un soir de mai, le soir où il avait trop bu. Et puis ce furent ses enfants qui bientôt suivirent leur mère à la recherche d'un autre père. Et ces minables amitiés qu'il avait presque achetées se sont éparpillées autant comme des feuilles dans le vent. Dans le vent. Et Barnabé, Barnabé, que deviens-tu? Ce fut le tour du chien, lui est resté fidèle encore, qu'importe puisqu'il en est mort. Il ne lui restait que son ombre et maintenant elle est partie de son côté faire sa vie. Il n'y a que des étrangers et leurs soupçons et leurs méfiances, point ne veulent être dérangés dans leur indifférence. Indifférence.
Barnabé, que deviens-tu?
Maintenant qu'il est vraiment seul, que plus rien ne lui appartient, sinon un peu de son destin. Maintenant plus rien n'est à perdre, pas même le temps, pas même les heures, serait-ce presque le bonheur. Quand Barnabé rentra chez lui, il se trouva devant sa glace, alors ne vit plus devant lui qu'un insondable espace. Barnabé s'est abandonné.
Une fois une source si claire qu'un jour une princesse vint s'y coiffer. Le vent dit la vite arrivée, vint vite souffler les araignées. Tandis que je planquais les pétards, tous les poules dans un coin noir, je retiens ma respiration. Pour l'avoir sans déformation.
Elle fut enchantée, j'en fus très flattée, mais sitôt coiffée, elle s'en est allée. Elle voulait sûrement savoir où courait son miroir.
Il était une fois une rivière si calme qu'un jour une princesse vint s'y baigner. Le vent qui la vit arriver vint vite souffler les Maccabées, tandis que je planquais les matous, les rats, les taupes dans les égouts. Je sortis mon plus beau bonton, elle y laissa ses bottillons.
Puis délicatement posa le restant. Elle s'en est allée, elle voulait sûrement savoir où courait sa baignoire.
Il était une fois un fleuve si large qu'un jour une princesse vint s'y noyer. Ne vit rien arriver, il était bien trop occupé à énerver les peupliers. Oh. La belle a fait trois pas dans l'eau et je l'ai si bien caressée qu'elle en eut le souffle coupé.
C'est très embêtant. Mon avrant, c'était pas prudent, c'est inconvénient, c'est pas amusant, plutôt larmoyant.
Mais moi je suis plutôt content, car je vais la garder très longtemps. Mais moi je suis plutôt content, car je vais la garder très longtemps. Et la mère portera nos enfants. Et la mère portera nos enfants. Et la mère portera nos enfants. Et la mère portera nos enfants.
Avec le soleil et réchauffe nos cœurs sur le mur, sur le mur. Tu es cette air que nous creusons, oui, tu es cette air que nous creusons. Tes yeux, ce sont tes yeux. Tu es le léger
tu dis est-il vrai? Ah, mélodie, tu m'en auras fait faire. Je ne sais pas ce que je te ferai.